So, we might interpret this as whatever it is you're trusting in, get rid of it. Because if you trust in it, you will fail. And it's only by trusting in me, says the Lord, that you'll be okay. Now, should you give to the poor? Absolutely. And you know what? Praise God, we are part of a congregation that does that. We are part of a congregation that has, for as long as I can remember, ministered to the poor, whether it was getting the homeless a hotel room across the street when we were on the expressway, whether it was providing the poor with bags of food when we had St. Philip's, whether it was our ministry to emergency pregnancy services where we reach out to unwed mothers, women in crisis pregnancies, we still sow into those ministries. I was really blessed to be able to be at Emergency Pregnancy Services annual fundraiser last night. We were able to hear Senator Rick Santorum speak about pro-life issues and defending life, and it was a real blessing to be able to be there, even though I was kind of in the back. It was okay. I was with my wife, my family. Right behind me, a little further back, was a whole nother table of Church of the Messiah people. And it was a wonderful time. We had a great time. But way up in the front were Father David and Janice. Why were they up there? Because Suzanne Crittenden, the director of EPS, wanted to honor them for the work that all of us have done. So, in order to thank them for what all of the work, they were up there way up in the front. Father Davis was right next to this Roman Catholic Monsignor. I think I'm going to start calling him Monsignor Paysinger now. Senior Paysinger? Yeah. Anyway. You guys have done a tremendous work for the poor. You guys have done tremendous work for people who are needy. Maybe the Lord wants you to do more. Maybe the Lord wants you to give away something. Maybe the Lord wants you to give away a whole heck of a lot. Maybe the Lord wants you to lay down something that's not monetary. Maybe it's not trusting in something that'll protect you, but maybe you're putting your confidence in something that gives you comfort. Maybe you're not thinking, hey, this will keep me safe, but this will take my mind off of the work I have before me. This will take my mind off of the fact that I have this to do and that to do and this to do. And you know what? I'm going to just put on my little blinders and watch whatever television show it is that lets you tune out the world. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's a game. Maybe it's a movie. Who knows what it is? Maybe it's a gun club. Maybe it's a fishing club. Who knows what it is? You do. Right now, the Holy Spirit's talking to you and saying, you know, there's that thing that you keep in front of me. There's that thing that you're trusting in and hoping that it makes your life easier. You know what I'm talking about. There's that thing that you have that you're clinging to and going, oh, at least I have this. I'm okay because I can still watch whatever show it is, read whatever book it is, play whatever game it is. I'm okay. As long as I get to play my Sudoku game every day at 4 o'clock, life is good. Maybe God's calling you to leave that. Give that away. Maybe it's, who knows? I don't know what it is. I'm going to stop trying to guess and like fill in blanks that you can go, oh, that's me. Because you know if there's something that's in between you and God. And you know that God is a jealous God and he's calling you to lay it down. But remember, he didn't just say to the rich young man, give away everything you have, give it to the poor, and come follow me. He said, pick up your cross and come follow me. Many of you, when you think of laying down this, giving up this, sacrificing it to the Lord, saying, all right, this thing I love that I've put between the Lord and I'm going to set it down, you get tremendously anxious. You get uncomfortable. You get scared. You get upset. You're going, he's not talking to me. He's clearly talking to the person next to me. But you know in your heart that this is what's going on. That anxiety, that knot in the pit of your being, that's your cross. Your anxiety is your cross. Not the fear of what might happen. That's tomorrow's concern. God tells us not to worry. He tells us not to worry in that same passage where he says, consider the lilies of the field, they neither sow nor reap, but neither Solomon in all his glory was clothed as one such as these. If I clothe the lilies in the field, how much more will I take care of you whom I love? So don't worry about what you will eat or what you will wear. Don't worry. That's for tomorrow. Your cross today is dealing with that anxiety, dealing with that concern, saying, okay, Lord, I'm really, really nervous about spending one day without watching this show or that show. But that's my cross, so I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to carry it. And if all I have to do is be anxious about not being able to watch my show, not being able to read my book, not being able to eat this food or that food or whatever, that's my cross, and I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to follow the Lord. Now, far be it from me to say that we shouldn't give to the poor. We absolutely should give to the poor. We should be charitable. We should reach out to those who are in need and give to them, because that is our call to take care of the poor. But it's also our call to live our lives in a way that we struggle to become more and more like God and less like us every single day. And that means those things that we have before us, between God and ourselves, we have to cast down. And those idols are things that we've grown very attached to. So we lay them down. And walking away from them is like walking away from an old friend, an old car that you love. It's challenging. That challenging is picking up our daily cross and walking with it. And it's that challenge for which God provides our daily bread. He meets us where we are. He gives us what we have, what we need. He is a jealous God who brooks no competition, but he is a loving God who will support us. He is a literal God who even said, I give you my body and my blood that you can have my being in you, and I will meet all your needs. And in just a few seconds, we're going to head up here and receive his body and blood. And that is enough to meet all of our needs. Because even if we did give away everything we had and follow the poor, God would take care of us. He would meet our needs. So whatever idol it is that's come between you and God, lay it down. Samuel earlier today talked about worries. That little sword is fighting against the worries. That's what keeps you from laying down your idols. That's what keeps you from following God more closely. There's something in between there. And there's this little ninja warrior running around trying to knock it down. Amen. That's a testimony. This is what we're called to do, to lay down our idols. When we come up before the altar, we start the communion prayer, we say, lift up your hearts. And that's where you're supposed to say, God, you take my heart, and I'll take yours. This time, when Father Ed says, lift up your hearts, don't just say, I lift up my heart to the Lord. We lift them up to the Lord. Don't just say that. Say, Lord, I give you my idols. I give you my trust in anything other than you. I give you my confidence in this. I give you my comfort in that. I give you anything that comes between you and the Lord, and the Lord's been talking to you and you know what it is. Give that to the Lord today. When Father Ed says, lift up your hearts, with your mouths say, we lift them up to the Lord, and in your spirit say, Lord, take my idols and give me more of you. Because what you can give me is infinitely better than anything that I can give you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.